often in such groups you'll find that sin comes to be identified with psychological oppression, which is in some ways how the secular left has come to identify sin as well. Oppression, which was once an economic category, has now really become a psychological category. And that lies at the heart of the secular sexual revolution. I think what we're seeing in the church is that same secular sexual revolution now being expressed in a religious idiom, given a veneer of Christian piety by capitalizing on traditional Christian language to express what is essentially a very secular understanding of sin, where sin is not you rebelling against God. Sin is you participating in the psychological oppression of me in some way. That's what you need to be forgiven for, not your rebellion against God. This is the Achilles heel of liberal Christianity, that ultimately it's simply trying to give expression to the wider culture's values in terms of a Christian idiom. I mean, it's essentially making itself irrelevant at that point. The purpose of the church is to be a culture in and of itself and to stand prophetically in relation to the wider secular culture around us. Liberal Christianity, by and large, simply presents the wider secular culture, but within a thinly Christian idiom.